Behind this door is the Video Zone, a place between our world and the video dimension. Waiting to challenge you for control of the Video Zone is one of the game wizards. Is it Murloc, Scorsha, or Mongo? These two teams will compete for the right to enter the Video Zone and face that game wizard's challenge. Who will it be? Find out today on Nick Arcade! And now, here's your host, a guy with a memory bank that offers its own checking account, Phil Moore!
Thank you, Andrea, and welcome to Nickelodeon Arcade, where your video savvy and video game skills are put to the ultimate test. I'm here today with Mark of the Yellow Team and Nadine of the Red Team, who are about to play the face-off game, Meteoroids. Now, in this game, you have to use your photonic cannons to blast these meteors before they pass your screen. And the player with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points and control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. That's it. Grab your controllers. Ready, set, go! Yellow team has pulled out at the beginning here with a decent lead. All right, red team has made a move. We are down to 15 seconds. Yellow team still hanging on to the lead, but red team is giving them a run. We're down to the final 5 seconds. Blast is still happening, but it looks like it's going to be the yellow team. All right, great plan. Let's go play some more arcade. All right. Mark, great face-off plan. You got it? Hey, let's find out who's playing today. We've got, for the yellow team, Mark and Mandy. Say hey! All right, now, Mark, understand that you want to be a football player. Hey, what's your best position to play?
Center.
Center? And would you rather play football or baseball?
Football.
Football. All right, well, I hope we have a good time here today. And Mandy, understand that you want to be a computer programmer. How did you get interested in computers?
Because I've been working with computers in 5th grade and 6th grade.
Well, that's cool. Hey, great show to be on then for you, huh? Hey, and your opponents today are Nadine and Jed. Say hey to them. All right, now, Nadine, I understand that you like to watch TV. Go figure. Now, Nadine, what is your favorite show to watch? Say Nickelodeon shows. Nickelodeon shows. Nickelodeon shows.
Yeah.
All right, good answer. All right. And your partner today is Jed. And Jed, you like to race motorcycles. Now, where do you race these?
I race them in Indianapolis when I go back over the summer.
All right, excellent. Hey, let's welcome them all to the show. All right, now, y'all know how to play. You're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and move him all around this screen in every direction except diagonally. Now, as you're doing this, you are going to run into our 4 P's, points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. But be careful, there's an enemy up there, and if you land on him, then controller Mikey zips over to the other team. Now, all questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the 2 rounds will then go inside of a video game to face today's game wizard. All right, that is it. They're ready to play. Andrea, where's Mikey headed today?
Shine up your armor, because today Mikey's happily ever aftering in Camelittle. He'll be spending round one in the magical enchanted forest. But watch your back, because there's a fire-breathing dragon out there waiting to blow. Get Mikey past the goal here, and you will earn 50 points. Good luck.
All right, thank you. Yellow team, thou art got it, Sir Micus, and you have 25 points. Move it, him.
Right.
Mikey's going right. Split screen. All right, this is one of our video puzzles. Now, I'm going to show you something up here on the screen, and all you have to do is simply tell me what the people up there are doing. Tell me what the person is doing, and you get 25 points and control of Mikey. There's one catch. We've made it very, very small, but we're going to make it bigger. The moment you can identify it, buzz in. Let's split the screen for them. Red team.
They're playing tennis.
That is incorrect. Keep watching, yellow team. Think you know, buzz in. Here's a hint. They're gone with the wind. And he really blew it. Yellow team.
Playing frisbee.
Ooh, that is incorrect. Hey, let's just show him right now what's going on. It is a guy playing with bubbles. Yeah, blowing bubbles. All right, nobody gets any points, but yellow team, you still have control of Mikey. You get to move him again. What direction?
up. Move him up.
Mikey's going up. Pop quiz. All right. Hand through your controllers. I'm going to give you a question. Hopefully, you'll buzz in with the correct answer. And when you do, you will get 25 points and the mics are in your control. This is a question about Shakespeare. Here we are. The Montagues and the Capulets are families in which Shakespeare... Yes,
Romeo Reggie. And Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet. We're for Alpha. Right there with you, my friend. 25 points and you have control of Mikey. You get to move him.
Move Mikey right.
Mikey's going to the right. All right, you got a prize. Andrea, tell them what they get it.
Yo, from Casio, a rap keyboard with 25 instrument sounds for rapping along, plus a voice effector and built-in mic. So fresh, only from Casio. Way to go, Reggie.
All right, yo, home slices. You get that no matter what, and you can move Mikey again. What direction?
To the right.
Mikey's headed right. A little bit of rump roast there for Mikey. All right. The control pops over to the yellow team. You get to move him.
Down.
Mikey's going down. Pop quiz. Okay, hands on your controllers. You know the situation. This is a question about fantasy creatures. All right, here we are. What's the name of a male witch? Steve. No, it's a warlock. Correct answer is warlock. All right, hands still on the buzzers. What mystical elf of Irish folklore is said to usually reveal a treasure? Yes.
A leprechaun.
A leprechaun is it. Yes, you've got the points. 50 points now for you, and you can move Mikey again. What direction?
I'm down.
Mikey's going down. A prize! All right, Andrea, one more time for the red team.
One-on-one, the new exciting electronic basketball game that lets you play five different games in one package, like one-on-one, horse, quickfire, and more from General Sportcraft. Congrats.
All right, once again, that is yours, and you get to move Mikey again.
I'm to the right.
Mikey's going to the right. Video challenge! Hey, red team over here! Red team, the whole family came. All right, red team just over here. Yellow team, head back over. That's all right, no problem. They just wanted to play. Now I missed them. All right, you get to add some more points to your score and maintain control of Mikey. Who is going to be playing?
Me.
Okay, hang on to this, Nadine. Now, Jed, you get to choose from Arcus Odyssey, Kabuki Quantum Fighter, Marvel Land, Magician Lord, and Act Razor. Which one would you like
Magician
to play?
Magician Lord.
All right, let's head on over there. Come on with us, Nadine. All right, now, here's the situation. You have to beat the Wizard's Challenge, and on Magician Lord, it has been set at 450 points in level one, so you have to meet or beat that in 30 seconds. All right, hang on a second. Nadine, you have 50 points. It's 50 to 25. Of your 50, I want you to write down on here how many points you're willing to wager on Jed beating the Wizard's Challenge. Grab the writer. You have 3 seconds to write down your wager now. She's writing her wages. All right, put it down. Don't let us see it. Turn around, Jed. Hands on your controller. Ready, set, go! Right now, in Magician Lord, the magician is running across, and it's his job to blast many of the evil guys and the little leech-looking guys on the top there as he can. Each time he does, he gets some points. He's up to 170. He has to beat 450. All right. Great firing. Skeleton in the back. He got him. Another dragon guy. All right. Good blast of 390.
Three, two, one.
Oh, it flipped around just as the time ran out. No problem. Good playing. Nadine waves to 25. We're going to adjust the score and play some more arcade. Head back over. All right, we're going to take 25 points away, but it's now a tie score. Yellow team, control is back in your hands. Move Mikey again.
Up.
All right, Mikey's moving up. Ooh, toasted buns for Mikey again. Control slips back over to the red team. You get to move him. Or maybe not. That sound is telling me that we are running out of time, so we're just going to zip Mikey straight to the goal. Swing. And we are now in a situation that we call sudden death. Now, I'm going to ask one question here. The correct answer will get you 50 points and the goal for round one. Hands on your buzzers. Here's the question. This is about fantasy movies. The Wicked Witch of the West plays a central role in what classic flick? Red team.
The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. You've got the goal. Yeah. All right. Let's just take a look at the board here and see where everything was and the path you were taking. All right. There it is. There was, ooh, another video challenge. All right. Hey, that is it. Red team, you've got 75 points. You are ahead. Yellow team's got 25 points, but hey, fret not. In round two, all the points are doubled, so anything can happen. Come back and join us, we merry men and merry maidens. Hey. Alright, joining me now is Mandy and Jed. We're gonna play the face-off game, Meteoroids. Now in this game, you have to use a photonic cannon to blast some meteors before they get past your screen. The player with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 points and control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round two. Alright, hands on your controllers. Ready, set, go! It looks like a meteor slammed into the ship. We're down 20 seconds. Looks like the meteor's just bombarded. All right, red team is on the board now at 15 seconds. All right, red team snagged another. We're down to the 7 second point. Time ticks away. It's the red team. All right, great play. There's no place to go. Jed, great plan. You got the face off there. Hey, before we get started, let's find out where Mikey's going to for round two. Andrea.
In round two, Mikey snuck into the dangerous Dungeon of Doom. But beware, because a fire-breathing dragon is hiding somewhere in that subterranean chamber. Guide Mikey safely past the goal, and you will earn 100 points. Good luck.
All right. Hey, now remember, the four P's are still up there. The points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes, video challenge, and of course, the dragon. So beware of that. Now, all questions in round two are worth 50 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of this round will be going inside of our video to play on today's Game Wizard. All right. Red team, you have control. You're up to 125 now. You get to move Mikey for round two. What direction?
Down.
Mikey's going down. Credit crawl. Okay, now, here's the deal. This is a puzzle of ours, and I know we've all seen credits at the end of movies and TV shows, but what if they actually existed in real life? Well, we're going to roll some credits here, and the first team that can identify the monument that we are talking about will get 50 points and control of Mikey. Let's crawl the credits, please. All right, hey, produced by dynamite, make of granite. Black Hills, South Dakota, completed in 1941. Supporting cast, George Washington, Theodore Roosevelt, some other cool dudes. Okay, that is it. No one can figure it out? Hey, let's just show them what it is. Oh, you're gonna pinch yourself when you see this. Let's show them what the monument was. Mount Rushmore, you know, with the big stone-faced dudes. All right, nobody, no exchanging of points there, but red team, you still have control. Move Mikey again, please.
To the left.
Mikey's going to the left. Video challenge, hey, red team, come on this way. Red team's coming back again. Hello, welcome back. Now you know the situation. You get to add more points to your score and can maintain control of Mikey. Who is going to be playing this time? Okay, you're going to play Nadine? Okay, whoops, I dropped a little thingy. I'll grab it. There we are. Now, here's the situation, Nadine. You get to choose from Arcus Odyssey, Kabuki, Quantum Fighter, Marvel Land, Magician Lord is out of it now, and Act Razor. Which one of those four would you like to play? Okay, Arcus Odyssey, right over here. Jed, come over too with us. Now, the situation here is you have to beat the Wizard's Challenge. And on Arcus Odyssey, it has been set at, 250 points at level one. You have to meet or beat that in 30 seconds. Hang on a second, Jed. You have 125 points. Your opponents have 25. I need you to jot down on this board of your 125, how many you're willing to wager when Nadine beating the challenge. Write it down now. He's writing his wager down. Okay, now, hide this, please. Thank you. Turn around. Ready, set, go. Okay, now, Arcus Odyssey, Nadine is a traveler roaming around, and as she roams, she's going to run into some bad people. They're fighting behind the building. We can't see what's going on, but she's on the board with 10 points. All right, she blasted a couple more. She's up to 30. Now she has to meet or beat 250 in 30 seconds. We are down to 5 seconds. She's up to 110. Okay, it looks like we didn't have enough time, but you played a great game there. Let's find how many points Jet wagered. 25. All right, we're going to readjust the score and play some more. Head back over. Readjust the score, play some more. He's a rhyming host kind of guy. Okay, listen, we're going to take 25 points away, but that still keeps you above the 100 mark, so that's good wagering. Yellow team, you now have control of Mikey. You get to move him.
Down.
Mikey's going down. A prize! All right, you are going to take home this, Andrea.
Magnavox CD radio cassette recorder. It's smart, very smart. Its dynamic bass boost gives it outstanding CD sound performance from Magnavox. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. Jam on it. And Mikey is in your control still. What direction?
Left.
Mikey's going left. You know what that means? Control is back in the hands of the red team. You get to move Mikey.
Down.
Mikey's going down. Video challenge, come on over here. They keep coming back here. I should charge them rate. They've been here so often. All right, here we go. Situation again. Who's going to be playing this time? Jed's going to play. All right, you hang on to this, Nadine. Now, you've got three to choose from. Arcus is out of the picture. Kabuki Quantum Fighter you can play. Marvel Land. Magician Lord's out of the picture. And Act Razor. Which one?
Kabuki.
All right, head over to Kabuki. Come on, Nadine. All right, you have to beat the Wizard's Challenge. And on Kabuki, it is set at 1,000 points in level one. No problem. I feel it in my bones. You have 100 points. Mark down all those hundreds. How many are you willing to wager now? Knows what to do because she's been hit before. All right, hang on to it. Turn around. Ready, set, go. All right, now the Kabuki Quantum Fighter is a guy who's like dangerous with a hat. Kind of a hat thing. He's got a Zapboy. Kabuki Quantum Fighter is actually inside of a video. He kind of like is what we're going to do later on. Trying to zap some of the guys. All right, he did it. Way to go. Woo! All right, let's see what she wagered. 25 points. You want to add it to your score. Get back over. Yeah. Get back to where they were before. And you get to move Mikey. What direction?
Yeah.
Mikey. Oh. Ooh, before we got to the goal, we're going to pop him right there for you. We're in sudden death again. Correct answer will get you 100 points and the goal for round two. The question is about dungeon animals. In the cartoon, Tom and Jerry, Jerry is what kind of animal? Red team.
A mouse.
A mouse, yes, you got the goal!
Yes! Woo!
Let's just take a look at the board and see where everything was this time around. There you are, there's all the stuff. You were right there near the goal. That is it, 225 points. Red team, you're gonna face today's wizard in the bonus round. All right, now, yellow team, you played a great game. You're gonna get some good stuff to take on what you got already. Andrea.
Contestants on today's show will receive a pair of comfortable, stylish shoes by Hush Puppies. Hush Puppies, we invented casual. And by Hydro Stripe, the game where you gotta be quick with those flippers or you'll wind up all wet. Hydro Stripe, win or get wet.
Hey, Thou coming back at the Western 2, going jam with Murloc in the bonus round. We'll see you back. Woo! We are back, and I'm here with Nadine and Jed, who are ready to go through that door to play in our bonus round. Now, you have 1 minute to get through all three levels. After the first two, if there's any time left, then you will both go on and battle Murloc in the wizard level. Now, for each item you get past, each item you collect, you'll get 50 bucks, and for each level you get past, you will get a great prize. All right, here is your challenge. In level one, Nadine has to collect 3 hidden coins on both levels of the ancient tomb while trying to dodge all the power-draining floor spikes, arrows, hammer, and mummy. Touch the beam of light when it appears, and all the doors will open to destroy the enemies. Get all 3 coins, and your team will win this.
Chinon's Pocket Zoom Ultra Auto Zoom Camera with auto load, auto focus, and auto composition. So small it fits in your pocket. Furnished by Chinon.
All right, now in level two, Jet must recover 3 lost gems on the Nile River Raft. Jump, duck, and dodge to avoid the power-eating alligators, rats, and mummies. touch the legendary Eye of the Pharaoh diamond to restore your energy. Recover all three gems, and this is what your team will get.
Camp in the wilderness or your own backyard with the Coleman Camp Package, including a sun dome tent, slumber bag, take five flip lid cooler, and a rechargeable fluorescent lantern. All from the Coleman Company.
Now, with the time left, you'll both take on Murloc in the wizard level. Catch three floating orbs while avoiding the dangerous lightning blasting creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Murloc by catching all three orbs and you too will win today's grand prize. Andrea, tell them what it is.
You'll be going to Universal Studios Florida, home of Nickelodeon Studios, where you can ride the movies. Live the action of blockbuster movies at the largest motion picture and television studio outside of Hollywood. In Orlando, you'll be staying at the Orlando Marriott, just minutes from world-renowned attractions. The Marriott has it all, with 16 villa-style buildings, pools, tennis courts, and restaurants. Once you're here, you may not want to leave. Let's do it, Phil.
All right, hey, Nadine, power for you. Jed, power for you. Through that door and make moves on Murloc. Right now in the tomb, we have the three coins that Nadine has to get by. Jed's going to have to do a lot of jumping and ducking. She is ready. All right, hit start and go. All right, start has been hit. All right, she got hit in the head by the idol, took away one of her power units. She's staying low on the fire and the bats. Good move. Ooh, got hit in the head with fire. Ooh, got hit again. She froze everything. Everything is destroyed. Now it's just a cakewalk. All she has to do is run and touch the coins. Touch the coins, Nadine. Nadine, touch the coins. You're down. Run back up and touch the coin. You haven't gotten it. Hurry up. You're running out of time. One, now hit down the stairs and grab the two. Turn around and hit down the stairs. You're down to 30 seconds. Come on now, Nadine. Faster. You're doing a great job. Everything is frozen. Head across. Head across. Head across. Hit it. Hit it. Hit it. Hit it. Oh. Oh. You have to hit start now. Go back and hit start again. You're down to 15 seconds. You have to hit start, Nadine. Hit start. All right, we're down to 10 seconds. She's going to have to try to get the coins all over again. We're down to 6 seconds. Got one. All right, hey, that is it. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ran into a little trouble there in the tomb, but that is all right. They got the rap keyboard, and they have the basketball goal from round one. There was a coin collected, so there was a little bit of cash collected for them. They played a great upfront game. I know you had a good time watching them. I know I did. Hey, Hilly, come on out of here. All right, hey, listen, we have to take off. We'll see you next time on Nick Arcade. Bye.
Studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios, Orlando, Florida.